gorgeous. It's so relaxing. How'd you get the harp in here, Mitch? It's huge.
I got it on rent from the Barbican.
Oh, cool. Did you hoist it up in through the balcony?
Yeah. They were very nice to let me borrow it.
They were. And the wreath for your head, too. I like that wreath that's around your head.
The only part
it's very festive.
The only part I'm having trouble with is keeping the microphone connected to it. Well, Okay, sorry. Anyways.
Man, well, you're clearly picking up a lot of speed there on your harp lessons.
Thanks. Well, you know, this time of year, you know, mm-hmm. I get festive.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's Christmas the lights on.
Itch.
It's festive-ish.
Yeah, you should try some Gold Bond medicated powder for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, works for everything.
I find that works better in the summer when I'm sweating, when I've got sweaty balls.
Okay.
When the moose knuckle is in effect.
The moose knuckle is flaring up.
Yeah. If you've got moose knuckle,
flaring
flare
moose knuckle. What was the name of that metal band that recorded at the same place as you?
The Meat Shits.
The Meat Shits, right.
Yeah.
Meat Shits and Flaming Moose Knuckle. They sound like a good lineup to me.
Live at the Cow Palace. See Tarko, the fire-breathing transformer. Hey, Dan.
Hmm?
We got a bunch of Christmas music lined up.
Yeah,
this
is the big Christmas show.
Thanks to you for doing all that research and getting some good tunes for us.
No worries. Better part of my day.
Yeah.
Yeah, better part of it.
Let's check it out. We got what? Run DMC to kick it off?
Of course. Of course.
Oh. I think I hear Rudolph.
Hey. Oh, no, it's just Run.
That brings me back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What were you doing back in them days?
Chilling at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hanging with your homies?
Yeah.
You're down with it?
Yeah. Playing Foursquare.
Yeah, for 20s, though.
like standing close to girls but not actually touching them.
Right. Dancing always with a straight arm's distance in between.
If dancing. You know? Sometimes maybe I'd kick them to show them that I liked them.
Yeah, throw some rocks.
Yeah. What is it about fourth grade that it's so weird because you're like, okay, I don't hate girls, but I don't necessarily want to spend a lot of time.
You know you're supposed to like them, but you're not supposed to do it publicly.
I went steady with a girl for 3 months in fourth grade.
Jesus, you beat me on that one.
We held hands.
Fourth grade?
Yeah.
Oh, right. That was back. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, you were an early developer, weren't you, Mitch?
Yeah, I got laid by fifth grade.
Rebecca's shaking her head. She's like, are you kidding me? I had to manhandle him to do anything.
I didn't say that.
No, man, I didn't try crack till sixth grade, so I was way behind the curve.
Yeah, I remember, you know, you were either an early adopter of the drugs or of the sex.
Hmm.
But very few people were early adopters of both, and they were bad.
Mm.
Bad people.
Yeah, they usually came from broken homes.
Yeah.
No, we had one at Corte Madera where, you know, she was way ahead of her time. But really, honestly, my friends, all of us, God, it wasn't until late into high school that we strayed from our honest paths. But yeah.
That's a neat story, Dan.
Thanks, dude. I'm a good storyteller.
So, have you done all your Christmas shopping?
Did a little today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went out and foraged and I found some things. Shop for my little nephew. I went to Stanford's, you know, the map store.
Oh, cool.
In Covent Garden. And I got him a big squishy globe ball, you know, so he can see where everything is on the world. And I got him a big wall mounted map, and so he can see where I am and he can see where he is.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's two. I figure it's time for him to learn. So I'm going to send him that tomorrow. Put a big picture of me on the map and a big picture of him on the map.
I used to have a star map. I remember one year I got a star map for Christmas, and that was pretty rad. I put it on the roof of my bedroom.
Ah.
And it would glow right when the lights turned out. So I'd have all these stars on the roof of my bedroom when I turned out the lights.
Did you learn all the the constellations?
And I pretty much attribute that to my
pot smoking?
Early adoption of pot smoking. Yeah. you know, and also just becoming a hippie in general, because you know, you're learning about the constellations.
Yeah, well, you're lucky you stayed out of paganism and Wicca.
Yeah.
You know, I would imagine it's not a very far shot from having the star map above you.
What makes you think I'm not a pagan?
We're friends. We hang out. We see the same. I don't know.
But I mean, you know, it's Christmas time. I'm putting gifts under a tree, you know?
Yeah.
That's pagan.
Yeah, but I've yet to see you on a full moon running around outdoors without your shirt on.
Well, Would I invite you to watch me do that? No, but this whole, now you think about this whole, you know, I mean, Dan Brown, whatever, the Da Vinci Code and all that sort of brought it out to the forefront, but it's actually a good point that like this whole Christmas tree thing didn't come from a Christ tradition. It came from a pagan tradition where they were trying to say, okay, well, these pagan traditions are going to be pretty hard to get rid of, so let's just call them Christian traditions and move on.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
It is a powerful, powerful way to go.
Yeah. Same thing with like the New Year's Eve. I think that's a pagan tradition as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Watching a big apple drop from on top of a large building?
Well,
maybe. Where's the tradition of...
Well,
really,
I mean, same, like Easter was the, you know, they say it's the birth of Christ, but it's also like... the whole Easter egg and all that, like the symbolism of the egg and the bunny rabbit, supposedly those are pagan symbols.
I have a horrible joke.
What?
Why does the Easter bunny hide his eggs?
Because he's got a moose knuckle under there.
Because he doesn't want anyone to know he's been fucking chickens. I'm sorry. It's too early for that one. We're talking Christmas still, right?
Yeah.
So tell me where the tradition of really corny, ironic Christmas tunes came from.
It came from...
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
It came from Cheech and Chong, I think.
Yeah? Oh. Are we playing that next?
Sure.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? Lavato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that isn't it. Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy. Hey, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too. No, yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Typical freaks.
Oh, yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady Commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Hey, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big shopping bag. And then they used to take the shopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world, man.
Hey, well, that's it, man.
Yeah,
that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice five, scandi apple red, and butt top. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know? And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know? He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blitzen, on Chewy, on Tabo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and do this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man, now how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
That's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag.
Yeah, it really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
You know, oh, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah, man. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of
money. Oh,
bread,
hey,
man.
Wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hit, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure?
Oh, Cheech. That was some good quality sound on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know Chong was from Pittsburgh, man.
Yeah, man.
He's my new hero.
Did you ever see that show? Like Cheech tried to, he had a moment there where he almost made a comeback in like the late 90s with Don Johnson, and they had a show.
Oh.
It was called like Nash Bridges or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it was
like
filmed
that.
In San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had all these, I lived in SF at the time, and
yeah.
There were all these opportunities to be extras on the set and whatever, but.
Right.
I never watched it, and I never met anybody else that watched it. Everyone knew it was filmed in SF.
Mm-hmm.
They knew about the show,
but
no one ever
shit.
Watched it.
Yeah. No, I didn't care either. I didn't care either. Unless Cheech is doing his bit, I don't care. He's not really doing his bit in that show. I mean, I saw bits and pieces here and there, but it wasn't the Cheech
yeah,
he
won. No, he was like trying to play some
detective.
He was a straight
man, practically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a little comical. He was short. He was bald. He had a mustache. You got to laugh, but like... He wasn't Cheech.
A little round.
Yeah. Yeah, no. No. I mean, I'll watch Don Johnson any day. I don't care.
You know? I love all that stuff that they're, you know, like when Chong was going on about the reindeer and how do you get so small, man? Just for all you people out there, if you have any children listening that may be... curious about the existence of Santa Claus, you might want to shut off the program now because I want to talk about some of the inner workings here of the Santa.
Some alternative theories?
Of the Santa. Yeah, some alternative theories. Exactly.
Okay. Okay, listen up.
Question.
We're getting serious.
Question for you, Dan.
Hold on a second. Okay, go.
When did you find out that there was no such thing as Santa Claus?
It's classic. My Jewish friend told me. My good Jewish
like,
friend Ryan.
He's like, don't you get it?
Yeah.
It's all a fucking snow job, man.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's what he said. And I went home to my mom and I said, Mom, Ryan tells me there's no Santa. And my mom had to call up Ryan's mom. And Ryan's mom had to lay it on Ryan, telling him that, you know, Ryan, there are people in this world who aren't Jewish. And you really need to be careful about what they believe in and respect it. He's a rabbi now.
I got this, I think I was like 6 or 7, maybe even 8. And I got this, this like metal tin that was loaded with popcorn and it was from Neiman Marcus.
Oh, I used to love that. Was it flavored? Like candy
flavored?
Yeah,
they had 4 different flavors.
God, it was I'd really make myself good. Sick on that stuff. It was so good. Yeah.
Yeah. A really good, really bad thing for mom to get.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, something tells me Santa wasn't hanging out at Neiman Marcus a couple days before stopping by my house.
It was the capitalism of Christmas that taught you that Santa doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, I thought Santa made everything that he gave me. Even the Star Wars action figure that came in a tightly packaged box from LucasArts or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
So.
Wait, how old did you say you were?
I was like, it was between 6 and 8.
Yeah. Okay. And so you were just getting hip to your phonics.
I just didn't. It was just too weird for Santa to be shopping at Neiman Marcus.
Did your mom have an explanation? Was she able to?
She was very sweet about it. She said, basically that, just that the soul of Santa still exists, and it was, you know, just that he exists in every single one of us.
Oh, of course.
And the willingness and the generosity to give to others is the spirit of Santa Claus and of Christmas.
No, he does exist in every one of us. I know I got a colossal fat man inside of me waiting to get out. Just waiting. A few more Christmases, he'll be here.
Yeah, you've got the beard. You got the beard going.
Yeah. Man.
So, yeah. Well,
so Merry Christmas, everybody. What we got?
Merry Christmas.
What else? What other corny tunes we got?
I don't know. You've got one from a band called Christmas.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Your ass a merry little Christmas.
I remember this. Yeah, I found this one today.
All right.
I found this one.
Here we go.
This is WXMS 1120.7. We're still rocking around a Christmas tree. This one goes out to Darlene. It's Have Your Ass a Merry Little Christmas.
Have your ass a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
Sway with me, Mitch.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Everybody.
Have your ass a merry little Christmas. Make the mule ride gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days. Happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends.
JD, Tiplin, you got shit on this breakdown. Listen to this shit. JC, who's you? Diddy? Can't stop, won't stop, where you at? Uh-uh. Faithful friends who are near to us. together near to us once more.
Have your ass a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
Let your heart be light.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Out of sight, out of sight, out of sight.
And have your ass a merry fucking Christmas now.
Now.
That's right, everybody.
Ah.
That takes me right into the holiday spirit, you know, a bunch of lads hanging out around the piano, singing as best they know how.
Having your ass a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. It's like the Dukes of Hazzard drunk on moonshine, hanging out around the piano and getting jolly.
Yeah. Someone on the piano was jamming.
Yeah. He was rocking. He was feeling it.
But, I think
they were all feeling a little something, though.
I had a hard time with some of the tuning.
Oh?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Does it make you wince when people are out of tune?
No, it reminds me of probably how I sound when I sing. In a way I can relate better. you probably haven't heard me in the shower, but I sing, and it's not good.
Oh, really?
No, it's horrible. You know, you wake up in the morning with like a specific song in your head. This morning it was, you know that famous Ibiza theme, "I'm horny, so horny, horny, horny," by Hot and Juicy and Mouse T.
No.
Have you done that one?
Yeah.
I'll play it for you sometime. That was
in my head. It's a dance tune.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I was singing that one in the shower.
I kind of want to hear the Dan Seiden remix.
All right.
Yeah,
I'll hook it up for you next week. But to hear those guys going at it.
Didn't
like,
you have some stuff from your old band that you were going to bring in or something like
that?
Yeah,
like it's on tape, unfortunately. The best stuff is on tape.
See,
so we gotta figure out the conversion.
I got some stuff on tape that we got to convert as well.
Well, let's get together and geek out.
Maybe we can do a whole show dedicated to our old bands. Oh,
do we really want to put everyone through that? Yes, we do.
I mean, the power
we
of the
good.
The power of the broadcaster is in our hands, I think.
Yeah.
It's up to the listeners, I guess. If you guys...
It probably is.
If you guys chime in and say you want to hear a whole episode of just old bands that Dan and Mitch were in, then go ahead and
don't worry,
chime
though.
In.
If, we won't be hurt if you say, please, God, Jesus, no, Christ Almighty, leave it alone, let it die. No, we won't be hurt. It'll be fine. But we'll play for you anyway. Because
we won't be hurt, but we may be injured.
Yeah, we may be spiteful. Dude, I imagine you come from a bit of a musical family, Mitch. You guys gather around the piano, the guitar.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You jam?
Yeah. I mean, we got some stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. My brother, you know, he was in a band and my other brother was in choir. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
talent's there.
Yeah, it's some pretty good shit.
So you guys, you know, the family that jams together stays together
and loves together.
And loves, right?
Really?
Good point. That's really most important. It's funny because we had musical family too. I mean, my uncle, my grandfather, they're both guitarists and, you know, saxophone, piano, that sort of thing. But they're so into jazz, like not necessarily experimental jazz or the kind of jazz that I like more. They're more into like, so, I don't know what you'd call it, sort of like Chet Baker.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And you know, I'm blanking on the other names right now, but they would never really actually, they'd only play professionally. They would never play around the house. They'd putter a little bit, you know, like goof around, but they never actually like belted out a tune ever.
Well, people that are professional or consider themselves. I noticed that like people that actually can't make money playing music, they're like, it's weird because they're like.
They're like pay up everybody?
No, but it's like, you know, I don't want to. Show everybody show, up yeah, with my fucking yeah. killer shit.
With my magic hands.
With my fucking amazing music. You know? Because people pay for this shit.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know.
You can't just give it away for free. You know? They got to buy the cow.
Let me go through some comments here. We've had quite a few comments in the last few weeks.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. We need to pay some respect.
We had, didn't somebody get really kind of pissed off that we didn't play their music recently?
Yeah. Well, not really pissed off. Sort of like, hey, how come I can't get through to you? It was Martin.
Was it Martin?
Yeah. You remember our listener, Martin? He said,
it's like, you guys are always asking us to play, to play stuff. And then he sent us like a link to 10 bands or something.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I don't know how we missed his emails. I personally blame you, Mitch. But
I didn't see him either. So they must have gotten filtered into the junk.
Or lost in the ether.
Yeah, because here he says, hey, dudes, I don't know if you don't like me or something, but I've sent you the same email twice now. An email with some tips about nice Swedish music that I'd love for you to listen to.
I love the Swedes.
And yeah, I love Martin, you, Martin, listen, just right off the bat here, I know you didn't mean it to sound like this, but the tone here in your email really is...
I think a few more emoticons might have helped.
Yeah, it's a little bit rough.
Yeah.
Anyways, he says, in the last podcast, I heard Mitch say something about how much you want your listeners to send you music. Well, that's exactly what I've done. Check it out. God damn it.
Dude.
There's the tone.
Yeah.
And then he says, if for some strange reason you haven't received either of the two before mentioned emails, go to www.labrador.se and find out about the nice music on this label for yourselves. All my tips to you were from the bands and artists on the Labrador label,
which I checked out.
Did you actually pick any of the bands?
Well, not for today, because you called me up last minute and said, "Dan, let's do a Christmas show."
Yeah,
and I was like, "Okay, that puts everything out the window." So yeah, we did a Christmas show. But
I checked out some of the music too. But yeah. I mean, just for all of you out there to know, it's more helpful if you actually pick a specific artist that you want us to play.
Because we're lazy.
No, but really, like, you can't honestly believe that everything on the label is good, Martin, unless you work for them, in which case this is a commercial.
Interesting point. I never thought maybe he works for them.
Yeah, because that means this is a commercial email, and we're really more of an editorial kind of a system here. But it is a small label, so maybe we'll bend in this case.
I think we will, and I think if you listen to the next show, you may notice that... we're on your side, you know? No need to fight us.
We're with you.
Yeah, we love you.
We're with you, the listener.
Especially because he hooked us up with the fact that the girl from Peter, Bjorn, and John is in the Concretes, which has now got me on a whole nother like line of investigation.
There you go.
I'm very excited about that. Thank you, Martin. Because I love Swedes, and I love Peter, Bjorn, and John, and I want to know more. Yeah. Mucho appreciated.
Yeah, seriously. I thought Concretes were on Astralworks.
Got me, man.
Is this Labrador tied into Astralworks or something?
It's all Greek to me.
Come on. Come on, Martin. Give us some more info.
Yeah. And Rory really digged the last show. He especially liked the Bedroom Walls. And they wrote back to us. Bedroom Walls are our friends. They wrote back to us and they said, thanks so much for playing us.
Oh, yeah. I love it when people, like the bands, actually respond. They're like, oh, yeah. And we didn't even tell them. Or did you tell them?
I told them. I said, hey, well, come on. How are they going to know? You know?
Yeah.
I email most of the bands that we play, and I say, hey guys, we played your song, we really like your work, keep rocking because the world needs it, that sort of thing. Yeah, and then they write back and they check us out and they say hi, and I always ask the bands.
You're building a network.
I'm trying, Mitch. I try hard. I try hard, you know.
We got an email from Gabriel Giannis, another one. He likes to write his emails.
Good.
I don't understand why you're not writing us comments. I mean, really, we should all be writing comments here instead of
to up our Google profiles.
up to Google thing to help people just kind of find out about the show.
That's interesting. Let's do it all through comments now, everybody.
Everybody, comment. Come on, not just comments at Notes Underground, but just write a comment to the show.
Although it's an awfully MySpace centric. Oh wait, it doesn't. The comments in the Notes Underground website work just as well as the comments.
I've abandoned the whole. Let's switch over to MySpace thing.
I like that. I like your thinking, Mitch. You're a socialist at heart.
Yeah, just because I work there, you know, it doesn't mean I want to corrode my editorial integrity with the commercialism of my personal money-making
scheme.
Yeah. So here's what Gabriel says. So I had to work some overtime on Saturday, and I was stoked to see the new show had popped up in my iTunes. Because I guess a lot of you guys missed on show 53 because it was up for a while and then something weird happened. Mm-hmm. So I fixed it. And that's why you'll see a show 53 read you. So he says, first off, the Easy Star All-Stars, I have a soft place in my heart for the ska. Their concept is really cool, too. I would love to see them cover something totally metal, like Metallica or something. It would be hilarious. I've been into this band called JFK and the Conspirators for the last month or so. You guys may want to look them up.
Will do.
I'll feature one of their songs on the next episode of my podcast.
Oh, you have your own, do you?
Womp, womp.
Haven't heard of it, sorry.
I think he told us. I think, is that Hey Jose or is, no? Is it?
I think so.
Is it the Hey Jose podcast?
Maybe I'm mistaken, but.
Okay. And then also, you know, he goes on to say, basically, comment on every single tune that we played on that.
Good.
Which is great.
Thank you.
So, Gabriel, thanks for the comments. Write it to the, you know, leave a real comment so everyone can read it. I mean, because really this is all about community and sharing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It takes a village, everybody.
Yeah, it takes a village. And on that note, how about some Beach Boys?
Oh, yeah, this is the only free tune from the Beach Boys I've been able to find anywhere on the web. Count us lucky that it's Christmas, everybody.
It's probably illegal. Don't sue me.
The Christmas spirit grows with each new day. And it's so close but seems so far away. And yet it comes only once a year. And for you know it's already here. The streets are filled with laughter and so many hearts are gay. Everybody helps to make the spirit bright. The houses turn on their Christmas lights at night. It's worth the wait the whole year. Just to make happy someone like you. And on every road through a Christmas day.
That was lovely.
Wasn't it?
Oh.
I like those mellow tunes of the Beach Boys, man.
No, they're nice.
No matter what.
I couldn't stand them when I was a kid.
Really?
I was like, there's no edge.
What?
There's no edge.
There's a vibe.
There's a vibe, but there's no edge.
Show me an edge. Give me an edge. An example of a good edge.
Nirvana.
You want a little bit of noise, and you, like they're too smooth for you, aren't they? They're too smooth. The Beach Boys are. You don't have an appreciation for smooth. Is this what I'm hearing?
I said when I was a kid.
When
I was angry.
Oh.
Now that I'm chilling, you know.
You like the smooth.
Now that I'm like whistling while I flip my eggs in the morning. You know.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird though? When you're a teenager, you're angry and pissed off and like. Spiteful at everybody. I can't imagine what it's like to be a parent for a teenager.
Neither can I. It's got to be rough, man.
Because they just...
Got to be rough.
They're just so smug about everything. You know what I mean? They're just like...
I was reading this interesting article today about how to keep Christmas interesting for your teenagers. Because they were describing about how when your kids get past the age of 12, they start to forget and lose the concept of the magic of Christmas because they know the reality, you know?
Yeah.
And one of the suggestions was to take family pictures using your teenage kid's cell phone. You know, like incorporate technology. Right. They understand.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was a brilliant concept.
Yeah, it's like, hey.
Hey, kids, let's text each other across the table.
Yeah, yeah, let's do a text. Yeah. Everyone do a text from Santa. Yeah.
Great, Mom.
Okay.
Can we go now?
Everyone text your wish list to Santa. Yeah. Here's the short code.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I don't think there's really much of a way that you can salvage Christmas for your teenagers. I don't think. I mean...
That would be a good... You could actually make a business out of that.
Salvaging Christmas for teens?
Yeah.
Possibly.
No, you know, like with the short codes, like the mobile, the short codes, you know, text Santa for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, man, kids are getting into phones younger and younger. My, like, five-year-old niece, or maybe six-year-old niece.
Tell me she doesn't have a phone.
She doesn't have a phone, but she's like on the phone. Jesus. Like she's the first one to answer the phone when I call my brother.
The mobile.
No.
Excuse you.
Like when I call his house.
Oh, okay.
It's like, hello.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
And she just, you know, I mean, and conversations with her are fascinating, and, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
In depth.
Yeah. You guys hit the hard topics, huh? The difficult
you
things.
Know, we had a sleepover, yeah. And then...
Oh, really? What do you think about euthanasia?
I like Cinderella and Ariel. She's my favorite. And...
yeah. Mm. No, but this is why I think that, you know... They didn't mention this, but like I say, really, the family that plays together stays together. I really do believe that. And by that, I mean music, you know? So if you got music as a common ground amongst your teens and yourself,
right?
You know, it could make Christmas a pretty interesting time.
That's why.
Do your own family renditions, you know, metal, whatever version, techno, electro renditions of famous Christmas songs.
Well, it's cool because like this whole, the podcast and like, I mean, MySpace and I don't know, other websites too, like Last.fm and all these sort of web technologies that I'm into are helping me sort of stay up with music and not sort of rely on what I was listening to 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Whereas I've noticed a lot of my friends, now that I'm like 31, I've noticed that a lot of my friends, like somewhere around 27, sort of stop caring about like what's new.
Yeah.
You know? And they're sort of like, they're kind of like, I'm busy now. I've got a full-time job and I've got, you know, a girlfriend. Right. I've got a wife. Right. I've got a kid.
Baby.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't have time to worry about this pop culture bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, and God, I hope I'm never like that, you know, because I'm so...
Me too.
Because I'm so into it, you know, at this stage of my life still. And
Yeah.
And I think it would be cool to be able to share that with a teenager, you know, and to be like, oh yeah, I think so and so as that was a good album, not as good as their first, you know, but definitely still very.
No, definitely. You know, I hope so too. But at the same time, our tastes, as I think a lot of people, like as you grow older, your palate, you can say it refines, but it looks for different things.
Your tolerance for pop music.
Your tolerance for pop music decreases.
Yeah, totally.
And so it's like, you're going to have kids that are going to be loving whatever the equivalent of New Kids on the Block is in their era, you know? And it's like, how are you going to really groove with that? Are you? Are you going to be able to groove with that?
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, Donnie Wahlberg, he's so dreamy. No, I don't think you're going to, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be a little tough at that point, you know?
Yeah.
Although, I mean, I like, don't tell anyone. But I like a good Timberlake song on occasion, a bit of Britney. You know?
Yeah.
On occasion, I do.
He's got a sexy back.
When he shaves it.
Yeah. Speaking of Britney Spears, did I do this joke already? Do you know what they're calling Kevin Federline these days?
I've heard this.
FedEx?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I think that's the best celebrity nickname I've ever heard in my life.
That poor bastard.
Have you seen the video, by the way?
His video?
Yeah, the Britney sex tape video.
It doesn't exist, supposedly.
Right? It's bullshit, right?
But the one that did go up is been denounced as fake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been where she's giving a BJ to whoever it was. Uh-huh. It's been denounced as fake. That's not her. Everyone agrees.
Okay.
But there was the rumor.
They did an iris scan or something.
Facial point recognition, a phrenology-oriented thing, and they found out it wasn't her.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But because he was making allegations that he was going to be blackmailing her, because apparently he could only get like $6 million from the prenup.
Yeah,
right?
We talked about this in the pub. Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. But the tape, when it was reported it existed, he had offers for £23 million. That's pounds.
Yeah.
That's like $46 million.
Right.
Right? And so no one's going to burn a tape worth 46. That's like burning a £46 million lottery ticket or $46 million lottery ticket. No one's going to get rid of that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if he blackmails her or not, if it exists, the world will see it. Anyway, now he's saying it doesn't exist, probably for the courts, I would think. I bet it does exist. I really do.
Yeah.
Why
maybe it never existed in the first place, and then it was just like, it was just his way of introducing, using public opinion and the whole name, you know, to defame her. And I have no idea. Anyways,
I don't know either, but either way, she will come out a million times better.
Yeah,
if it did exist.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be like the Paris Hilton thing.
Well, because he is a hell of a rapper.
He is. You know, and he'll come out a million times better, at least $46 million better.
The funny thing is so funny because have you heard that the Weird Al Yankovic, the new Weird Al Yankovic
album?
I haven't heard the whole album, but the single.
White and Nerdy?
Yeah, White and Nerdy.
Yeah, that's good.
Isn't
man.
That like one of the
that
best?
That cracked me up so bad. I loved it.
And when Renica and I played the video on MySpace, and the first thing she said was, Kevin Federline's going to be so pissed when he finds out that Weird Al Yankovic is a better rapper than he is.
That's spot on.
Yeah. Speaking of Weird Al, didn't we have a Weird Al Christmas song
here? We do.
Here, let me cue it up. This one's called what? Christmas at Ground Zero.
I don't know how he can make light of that. He's not a patriot.
Oh my God. I didn't think about that.
Cloud.
See, I was sweating there for a
moment. I'm glad. I'm really glad it wasn't about 9/11, actually.
Yeah. Ground Zero has a new meaning now. It's been completely redefined.
Yeah, it's really weird how, like, some really sort of standard words like September 11th and Ground Zero have been, like, associated with one event in like, our history.
I know.
Now.
September 11th was my dad's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that sucks.
I know. So now it's like, well, it's not really his birthday anymore.
Yeah.
The whole world recognizes it for something else.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was clearly a pre-9/11 song.
Yeah. He's talking about nuclear weapons. Those are the days. Remember when that was the real threat? A nuclear bomb?
No, I think I was too naive of my own existence.
I remember in the 80s feeling like Ronald Reagan was, you know, I mean, the whole thing was sort of the fear that the Russians were coming and they were gonna.
I didn't get.
They were gonna hit us with a nuclear weapon
at the time. I didn't know. I was just driving my RC cars.
Did you ever see that movie Fog of War? The documentary.
No, I missed it. I really wanted to see that though.
It's so good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's so good because McNamara. It's like his first sort of appearance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's his first, but I mean, it's definitely his most vulnerable.
Mm.
And, you know, it's weird because, like, for someone that I kind of grew up hating because of Vietnam and stuff, like, it was weird because the film actually simultaneously made me feel sorry for him and sort of hate him even more for the decisions he made.
Hmm.
You know, like... like, he was in a shitty situation, whereas, like, he was basically charged with, you know, protecting the country from communism.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, basically making the decision to send, you know, hundreds of thousands of troops to their death in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
And Vietnam was supposedly, you know, framed in that sort of thing, is that we were... this was like the last step and before China became like a, you know, some huge nuclear threat.
Yeah. And, yeah. And the parallels right now are a little too freaky. Everyone was saying so early on, it's going to be another Vietnam. It's just going to be another Vietnam in Iraq.
Well, even Bush has admitted that.
Now. I know. And it's unbelievable how it's all come around and the, you know, the shit's hit the fan and egg is on their face and now no one knows what to do anymore
because
it was another Vietnam.
Holy shit. Did you hear about that thing with the Democrat that went into the hospital last week?
Yeah. Well, it was some sort of brain thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
And
now
we're in danger of losing control.
Yeah. Because here's the deal is that if the senator dies.
Yes.
Then the governor has the power to elect a new senator, and the governor is a Republican.
Oh, rough.
And so if the governor elects a Republican, then it goes 50-50, and then Cheney makes it a majority.
The goddamn Republicans
how do they
always
fucking
have
something
up their sleeve.
Oh, we'll just knock one of these guys.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a brain tumor.
What do you know?
Hey!
He's loaded with polonium. Who knew?
Well, he shouldn't have had that lunch at Itsu.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, the blowfish is especially poisonous there.
Yeah.
Damn it.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah. Well, actually, that poisoning story is blowing my mind, man.
It's the one here in the UK.
Yeah, it's going to be the most amazing movie one day.
Yeah.
About how this all worked out to this end.
Because it was like an ex-KGB agent.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and now his partner has fallen into a coma back in Russia.
Right.
And it's mysterious.
Oh, business partner.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right,
like
right.
And it's totally mysterious. And it's like people just dropping left and right and people keep like traces of polonium keep coming up everywhere around the world. And it's like...
isn't Putin like an ex-KGB guy as well?
I have no idea.
Like,
I'm
Russia's
waiting for the
like
movie to explain it
place.
All to me because I'm totally lost at this point. All I know is it's incredibly intriguing.
Yeah. Val Kilmer.
Yeah, Val Kilmer. No, Brad Pitt.
Bruce Willis.
Definitely Brad Pitt will be in there.
Maybe, you know, I don't know.
Juliette Lewis. She could be a good Russian agent, I think.
Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
You know, just to keep things kooky.
Yeah, Liam Neeson, you know.
But unfortunately, this is something that really upsets me. As you may know, Mitch, I'm a huge fan of sushi. Sushi is my desert island food.
Yeah.
And
I'm into it.
Itsu was the first sushi restaurant where they thought this guy was poisoned. And I was like, damn
yeah.
it. You know, one down the drain. Right. Which apparently their sales have skyrocketed since the
Are you serious? Everyone's yeah, like, oh sushi in London? Yeah. Cool. Let's check it out. Cheap? Wow.
But they recently found that 7 bartenders at the Millennium Hotel had exceptionally high levels of radiation on them. And so they think that the poisoning actually happened at the Millennium Hotel here now.
Oh, really?
And these
and now
guys
everyone wants to
in
stay
the
there.
Basement of the Millennium Hotel is considered to be one of the best sushi restaurants in London. And it's like, you know, why does it have to be the sushi places? Why are they attacking me personally with this? They have my file. They know what I want. I want sushi, and they're poisoning everything. They're after me.
And also, why couldn't it be like, yo?
Exactly.
You know, why'd it have to be the good sushi restaurant?
Yeah, give me
right?
some greasy conveyor belt sushi place. Poison that. Leave
go
it,
to the
leave
place
the
I'm
alone.
Never going to again. Right? Just because I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway.
You can't pick where you get poisoned, you know?
No.
And if you could, then it really wouldn't be much of a trick. Deep.
Deep indeed. Think about that. Chew on that for a while.
How about one more track and then we'll let everyone go. Honestly.
Go hang out around the Yule
honestly,
log.
Dan, at this point, I don't think anyone's listening.
It's over.
Because A, we've been rambling all night, and B,
we played Weird Al Yankovic.
It's Christmas music.
Yeah, they know they're not going to pick up any real.
If you are still listening.
You love us too much.
No, seriously, you're the best.
Give us your address. We'll send you a treat.
Yeah. And if you're dying for more Christmas music, Lee the Dork has a Christmas album that he sends out every year. And you should let him know, and he'll send one to you.
Brilliant.
It's the hot shit. Okay, everyone.
Take it easy, y'all.
Have a happy holidays. If you're Jewish, we're really sorry about all this Christmas stuff.
And have a cool Yule.
Because you're probably sick of it already anyways.
And if you're Muslim, rock on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're Buddhist, stop attaching to everything.
Stay mellow.
And if you're...
Rub the belly for me.
And what else? What are we missing?
If you celebrate Kwanzaa...
Yeah.
Please write in and explain a little more to us, because we're still in the dark.
And
if you're...
And if you're Hindu,
mm-hmm.
cool.
And if you're Wicca, have a good frolic in the forest this solstice. Yeah?
Don't get your genitals caught on any
don't
prickly
your
things.
Tits on the bonfire. It's a lesson learned. You know, I don't want to go too deep into it.
We are so sensitive. We are so unbelievably culturally sensitive. Good night, everybody.
Adios. Now every heart will start to tingle when sleigh bells jingle.